Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016 coverage. We're in the CLE booth, but we're going to talk about something a little bit different today. We're going to talk about Patoro. We've got Pablo Richard, the CEO of Patoro, here to tell us about it. Pablo, thanks for taking the time.
Hello, absolutely. Thanks for passing by.
Yeah, well, I was actually kind of struck by the bands. I mean, if you guys, I don't know if John can get a shot or we'll get some photos, but very elegant, understated, classic look. I really like it. So tell us about Patoro.
Yeah. Listen, Patoro is a brand that has been launched in Switzerland in 2001. So we have been in the European market since then, selling in over 10 countries. And now 2 years ago, we decided to enter the US market, and it's distributed by the CLE Cigar Company. Yeah.
And you guys have been with CLE the whole time you've been here, a little over the two years?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. So we've got, it looks like, three different blends here. So tell us about the three different blends.
Yeah. So actually in Europe, we already have six different blends.
Okay.
The strategy in the US, it's a little bit different. We go step by step. We enter the two lines first with the Serie P, the orange band, the Gran Añejo Reserva, the red band. And now this year we're introducing the third line, the Brazil line, actually. And it's a little bit my baby, the Brazil line, because when I spend a year in the Dominican Republic, I developed this blend myself. So it's kind of my baby that we launched this year. And proud of it, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the blend. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Why Brazil? Actually, the Brazilian part of the cigar is the wrapper. Mm-hmm. Carries a Brazilian wrapper called Cubra for Cuban seeds grown in Brazil with a Dominican binder and filler.
Awesome.
As we have our own manufacturer in the Dominican Republic, we use our own tobacco for the fillers always.
That's fantastic. Well, so what is the price point on these?
So the new line price point retails from 12 to 16. We have three different formats. We have a Gordito, a Bellicoso, and the Gordo that you see here, 12 to 16.
Awesome. Yeah. And I just love the look. And you've got some minis here as well. Is this
exactly.
More of a...
Yeah,
tell us about these.
That's a new release as well. For this, it's a Brazilian, actually, the Patoro Mini. It's 100% Dominican Mini. And I like it, you know. It goes well in Europe because you don't have a lot of time. It's cold outside, so you have 2 minutes time. You smoke a little mini cigarillos to get the taste of a cigar. So I like that product.
Yeah, that's definitely a popular format, especially in Europe, at least from what I hear. I mean, I don't live over there and I don't get over there very much. But from what I understand, very popular format. And it's really actually really popular here in the U.S. too.
I heard, and we sold a lot so far, so
that's
I'm
good.
Happy with that.
Yeah, that's good enough for me, right? Obviously,
yeah.
That's great. Well, everything looks great. Pablo, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Really
thanks
do appreciate it.
By.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And hopefully we can smoke some of these cigars, tell our guys about them.
Absolutely.
You can check out Patoro.
Let's
awesome.
Do it.
Thanks.
Thank
thanks for
you.
Checking out all of the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.